Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All aboard! The Coal Train. Gonna dominate tonight. Choo-choo rolling like a freight train. Coal Train. Four-seamer hopping. Slider darting so insane. Insane. About to be time to open up the wallet there. Jim Crane. Jim Crane. Gonna be a springer. Dinger. Bomb in the first frame. First frame. Like Fantasy Island, your Don's must have Al to be saying, Diplane! Diplane! Gonna be sweet step one or three to popping that champagne. Champagne! And Greg Maniac will have a three-hit attack. Sparkle Prince will have him going back with a Jimmy Jack. A smile from Nathan Brantley might even crack. If the Houston Astros work to take it back. 5-1 tonight, Pilgrims.
Good stuff, Rappin' Duke. Very, very good stuff. I very much enjoyed that. Shout out to all the loopholes, as we are less than 6 hours away from the Astros game five in Tampa downtown. I'm going to be out there with Sean Pendergast, passing out some koozies right across from the stadium. So come by, say hi, and we'll get ready for the Astros game five with Gerrit Cole on the mound tonight.
Not just any koozies.
Not just any koozies. 6'10", take it back.
Yeah.
Koozies. So we'll be out there. We'll be handing those out. So be ready for that. Adam Spillane talked to us last Friday when we were out there in anticipation of this series, and I was basically advancing the Astros into the ALCS. I said they had nothing to worry about against the Rays. They won that game Friday. They won that game Saturday. And I was sticking my chest out a little bit because I felt that we were right. They were not a threat.
Right.
But I'll be damned if 4 days from when I was sticking my chest out, we're sitting here talking about a game five, and Adam Spillane, who said this was the biggest threat the Astros will face, even in a potential ALCS meeting, he was correct, John.
He was 100% correct. Look, I think we agreed with his points that this was a really good pitching team, Tampa, and they had caused, the numbers said they had caused the Astros some issues in the series. They took 4 out of 7 in the regular season. But the Astros were hotter against them and better against them later in the year, and the Astros were rolling. And the Astros could still roll, but all of a sudden, those strengths that Tampa has are really giving the Astros a lot of trouble right now.
Yeah, they are. That's a good breakdown right there,
big
John.
Time. Thank
the
you.
OG John Lopez, Landry
nice comeback,
Locker here.
By the way.
Sports Radio 610. Which one?
That one.
I was mesmerized with the breakdown there. I'm actually thinking that this is the game where we see the Astros bats just completely explode. I think this is a total explosion for the Astros. If they win, what's at stake is clear. And we know exactly what's in front of them. They'll have to beat the Yankees, and then they'll go on their run. But if they lose, I don't want to say all hell will break loose, because you still have a solid core of players. You have probably the MVP in baseball this year, and Alex Bregman. You have Carlos Correa coming back, Alex Bregman. Michael Brantley is still going to be back. George Springer is still going to be back. You have all these guys, Verlander. But the Gerrit Cole sweepstakes is going to be something to keep an eye on, because I think there's going to be like 10 teams involved in this. As soon as the Braves lost yesterday, they were talking about potentially being involved in this Gerrit Cole sweepstakes. They were talking about the Braves with the new stadium throwing $200 million in Gerrit Cole's direction. There's going to be a lot of teams trying to get this guy. And I know there's no salary cap, and I know Jim Crane could afford it in the big scheme of things, but it's going to be a fat check to write to bring Gerrit Cole back. And there's going to be a lot of teams lurking, assuming that the Astros lose today. And we're not even taking into account that this loss, this potential loss, would be probably one of the most disappointing losses that we've had in this city since maybe Oilers Bills, honestly.
No, I think 100%. I think they would be the this year's version, this decade's version of the Oilers choke job against the Bills. I'm not going to say it would be a choke, but in terms of, you got to give the Rays credit, but it would be a choke in terms of what you expected. Five teams since 1950, I mentioned this, have had 107 wins or more. Four of them went to the World Series. The only one that didn't was the 116-win Mariners back in the day. Here's the other part of what you just said that is intriguing to me. If the Astros lose, and we're both predicting them to win, but if the Astros lose, which it's on the table because it comes down to tonight, all right, I think it almost, I'm not going to say guarantees, but it sure does help Jim Crane's pursuit of Gerrit Cole.
It helps if they lose. If they lose.
And the reason.
Okay, lay this. Now, this is a conspiracy theory.
No, I think it's logical. I think if the Astros win, fine. We'll see what happens with Gerrit Cole. As you just said, there's going to be multiple teams involved in trying to sign him. If the Astros lose, Jim Crane does not want to become the 1990s Braves. That he does not want to be that. He does not want to be the team that just dominates, wins division after division after division after division, and has one World Series 10 years later when the team is starting to go downhill. I think if the Astros lose, Jim Crane's going to say, screw this, man. What else do we need? Because they won it in 17. They got, you know, obviously last year they were there again. They've had 300-win seasons in a row, which is all kinds of record. You know, it matches all kinds of records and is one of the best times runs ever. They will have lost another chance at a World Series. If the Astros lose, the only silver lining outside, because it will be a choke, man. I mean, it'll be a huge disappointment. The only silver lining potentially is I think they're going to end up with Gerrit Cole, or at least he's going to make the biggest run possible for Gerrit Cole.
Okay, that's going to be interesting, and that's a hell of a silver lining right there. We're going to give away U of H tickets in the next 8 minutes, so be listening. But let's go to the phone line right now. Adam Spillane covers the Astros for us. He warned us that this was going to be a tough series. Doesn't get much tougher than a Game 5 elimination game. So I guess before we get to everything, Adam, I got to tell you, you were absolutely correct about the difficulty of this series. The OG and myself were wrong. What about Game 5 by itself? Not necessarily the series. How tough is the task for the Astros that they're going to be facing in less than 6 hours out there at the Juice Box?
Well, can I just say real quick, when the Yankees went up 2-0 and the Astros are up 2-0, I wasn't feeling that great about that prediction. I will say, like you guys said, the Astros are heavy favorites to win this game. They should win this game. They're the better team between the two. They're at home. But you get into a one-game situation in baseball, and baseball is such a weird sport that anything can happen. And, you know, you could be tied in the fifth inning of the game, and all of a sudden the ball rolls down the line and it hits off third base, and that starts, you know, that can spring a big inning all of a sudden. And you just saw what happened with the Dodgers yesterday, where it's just a couple little things add up, and then all of a sudden you find yourselves behind. So it's not a comfortable situation to be in. When you face elimination in this sport, I don't care how good your team is. The Astros have had games this year where they lost to the Tigers. They lost to the Orioles. So you never know what can happen. But I would expect the Astros to win. But if they lost this game, I wouldn't be shocked by any stretch.
Who's the first guy out of the pen, Adam? I'm sorry, OG. Who is the first guy out of the pen today? Let's say that Gerrit Cole. Let's say Gerrit Cole goes seven strong. Does Presley get the eighth? And let's say the other situation. Let's say he gets in trouble early on. Let's say the fifth inning or something like that. Who do you think is the first guy out of the pen in those situations?
So if everything goes the way that they have it mapped out, which I'm sure they have it mapped out with Cole going at least seven, then I do think it's Presley getting the eighth, and then I think that they would have Osuna in the ninth with Will Harris as kind of the fireman. Hey, you come in if somebody gets in trouble in the middle of an inning. Now, if somebody gets into trouble, like if Cole gets into trouble early, then all bets are off. I think that they would probably go again. If it's the middle of an inning, I think that they would go with Presley or Harris to try and keep the game where it's at, and then you try and piece everything together from there. But this is a winner-go-home situation, so really all bets are off, and you'll use your best guys whenever you have to use them. So if it feels like it's a safe situation in the fifth inning, they might even go with Osuna then. It all depends on just how the game plays out and how you feel. And then there's the possibility that they could use Verlander and Greinke in the bullpen. That was something that A.J. Hinch did not rule out yesterday during the workout day. He said that, ask me that question again tomorrow, and I'll have a better answer for you.
Yeah, so we were talking earlier. I expect Greinke, since this was his throwing day, presumably, that he didn't throw and he would be, you know, he would be available. Let's look at the other side, though. Let's look at the Rays. Obviously, they've got a hell of a pitcher on the mound as well. They also have Charlie Morton. I've been saying that it's a 100% chance that we're going to see Charlie Morton. What are you thinking?
I think it's a really good possibility. But the other thing with the Rays, if that pitching staff is so good and so deep, you might not need to go with Morton. I mean, the way that they have things lined up, they can throw out nine really, really good pitchers without even having to go to Morton. I do think it's a possibility that they use him. I'm really interested to see how long they let Tyler Glasnow go today. He pitched 4 1/3 in game one. He threw, I think it was 76 pitches. Both were the most that he had thrown since he has come back from the forearm injury. Do they give him one time through the order? I mean, he faced 20 batters in game one. Do they let him go further in this game? Or do they say, hey, you're only going to face 15 guys. We're going to take you out once you get to Alvarez the second time through. So I'm very interested to see how the Rays have this game mapped out, knowing that they have Snell available out of the bullpen. They have Morton available out of the bullpen, plus they have their nine relievers all available out of the bullpen.
Just looking, and I don't want to look ahead of a game five, but that's basically what I'm going to do. That's probably why I'm prefacing it that way. Just what you've seen from this Astros team four games in, what have been the most concerning things that have maybe decreased your confidence? And this is assuming, let's say that they beat the Rays and they move on. Based on what you've seen in this series, what are the things that have stuck out the most that have maybe decreased your confidence that the Astros are the overwhelming favorite to win the World Series right now?
Landry, I'll be honest with you. I don't think anything has decreased that. I think that they have just gone up against a really good team. They played the last two games in a ballpark where they haven't had a lot of success. And I don't, you know, none of that surprised me. I think the one maybe thing that's somewhat alarming was that Zach Greinke didn't look real good in game three, and he didn't look real sharp in game three. I think that would have me concerned more than any of the offensive struggles through the first four games of this series, more than Osuna kind of having trouble in the ninth inning in game two. I just think that they've come up against a really good team. The Rays have executed their game plan really well. They had much better at bats in games three and four than they did in games one and two here. So assuming the Astros win this game tonight, I still think they are the heavy favorites to win the World Series.
Well, here's the thing, and you're out there all the time, so I really want to get your thoughts on this, because all the Astros games that I watch, I can't remember in recent memory, and this is what worries me, by the way, for tonight, not necessarily for winning the World Series, but for tonight, I can't remember a pitching staff coming after Astros batters the way this pitching staff has the last two games in Tampa. I mean, they're throwing fastball after fastball at these guys and winning those battles. That doesn't happen against the Astros.
No, they've come out, they throw a ton of strikes, they throw a ton of quality pitches. They're just a really, really talented group. And it's funny, this bullpen that Tampa has, I think only two of their guys were on the opening day roster. I think it was Castillo, and there was one other guy that was on their opening day roster. So they've kind of pieced together what has turned in to be the best bullpen in all of baseball. It's incredible team building. It's incredible staff building. All their pitchers have different strengths. You know, one guy, they have lefties that get out lefties. They have righties that get out. It's such a complete pitching staff. I don't think, when you consider the budget that the Rays have, I don't think we have ever seen anything like it. I don't think we ever will see anything like it ever again.
Adam Spillane, 610 reporter, warned us about this game. He's in the clubhouse every day, so we probably should have listened to him. Before we get you out of here, we got to get a prediction from you. Astros game five against the Rays. Gerrit Cole on the bump, downtown juice box. What happens?
I think they'll win. I see a butt coming, Spillane.
I hear a butt coming.
If they fall behind, all bets are off. They have to. I think the team that scores first wins the game.
Okay.
I think it's going to be really difficult to come back against the Rays, just because they're going to throw so many quality arms at you. I think it's going to be very important to get to Tyler Glasnow in the first couple of innings. And it also takes some of the pressure off. I mean, you know, they can talk about it all they want, that they don't feel pressure and they've been through this before. There's some pressure when you face elimination. So I think it's going to be important for them to jump out to a lead, you know, maybe if it's just one run, just to let everybody take a breath. If they fall behind, all bets are off.
Sorry about that, Adam. One more from me. A lot of people know this. You also are all over the Rockets all the time. So I said earlier, after reading the latest on the Daryl Morey thing, that I could see a very real possibility of Daryl Morey and the NBA and the Rockets coming to some kind of an agreement of a soft exit, a soft landing, if you will, that they're not going to, quote-unquote, fire him, but he might have some kind of press conference because they're losing close to $1 billion, if not more. All the other owners are pissed off. the commissioner is in a no-win situation. I could see where they say, Darryl, go out there and resign. We're going to pay off your contract. Just say you're doing it for the betterment of the league and the betterment of the team. Could you see something like that happening?
Absolutely. And I think it's very interesting that because you talk about the owners are losing money. Well, the players are losing money, too, because right. Tencent is paying $500 million a year to broadcast NBA games. More than half of that goes to the players. And I do think that it's somewhat interesting that James Harden has not come out because he's not come to the defense of Daryl Morey either, and nor has any other player, nor has anybody really in the league. So if you tell me right now, I don't think that they would fire Daryl just because PR-wise it would look terrible.
Right.
But the resignation thing, I don't think that's far-fetched at all.
Okay, Adam Spillane, we look forward to it. We know you're going to have it covered. Look forward to seeing your work after the game tonight, and hopefully you're previewing an ALCS beginning this weekend. Appreciate the time, my man.
No problem, guys. Thank you.
Sports Radio 610 reporter Adam Spillane, he warned us. Should have listened. I don't listen enough, John.
You know what? I never would have
said listen
that.
Enough.
I never would have guessed that.
I don't listen enough, man. I didn't need you piling on me, but it is what it is. You know, I started out with you calling me a suck ass this morning. And
well,
just,
you were.
Just keeps going. Let's get some people an opportunity to watch some good football this weekend, because U of H is going to host the Cincinnati Bearcats this Saturday, 2:30. Two tough teams fighting for a conference championship. Cincinnati has only lost one game to the Ohio State Buckeyes. They just beat Central Florida. You can go see them take on U of H this Saturday at 2:30. 832-430-2946. 832-430-2946. The 11th caller to call in, you're going to get a pair of tickets to go see the Cougs take on the Bearcats. And if you're not the 11th caller, you can get tickets at uhcougars.com. Go Cougs. Landry Locker, John Lopez in the loop. Live out here at, I almost said NRG, I'm just so used to it, but live out here at the Houston Open. It's a beautiful day, got golf going on. The scenery is very, very nice.
Yeah, boy, is it.
And we're also 3 days away from Deshaun Watson versus
Thank you.
Patrick Mahomes.
You're back in my good graces.
You like that?
Yeah, I like that.
I corrected that just for you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to know the coach opposite of Bill O'Brien, because there was an interesting column out about Andy Reid. And we're going to give you the nuggets from that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.